William H. Hudnut III was born in Cincinnati, grew up in New York State, and became a Presbyterian minister like his father and grandfather before him. It was the ministry that brought him to Indianapolis in 1962. After 9 years in the pulpit at Second Presbyterian Church, he served one term in the U.S. House of Representatives before being voted out. Then he turned his passion for service on Indianapolis.
I went up to see Dick Lugar, and I said, "Are you going to run for mayor again?" He said, "No, I'm not going to." We just worked our tails off in that campaign. I went door to door with a bicycle and so forth. It was retail politics at the time.
Ridiculed as India No Place, home of the Indy 500, Mayor Hudnut focused on positive change. Soon, Indianapolis was known as the amateur sports capital of the world. Union Station and the downtown canal were redeveloped, and prior to a deal for an NFL team, Hudnut convinced the city to build a dome stadium connected to the convention center.
Probably when the history books are written, the highlight of the 16 years I was mayor was the Colts coming to town.
The man who succeeded Hudnut, former prosecutor Steve Goldsmith, says Hudnut was a shining example.
I would not have built a stadium without a football team. Who would do that? The lesson I took from Bill Hudnut and his administration as mayor of Indianapolis was think big.
After a scolding by then Urban League president Sam Jones about the lack of diversity on the Airport Authority Board, Hudnut not only appointed an African-American to that board, but other high-level positions. He also imposed 25% quotas for minorities for every new recruit class for the Indianapolis Police and Fire Departments. That affirmative action decision brought legal action from the U.S. Justice Department in 1985. That suit was dropped the following year.
I want to be remembered as the person who danced the jig with a woman downtown in the city county building when she was awarded one of our housing project. What was that called? It was a federal housing program. We would give dollar houses, and they would promise to put their sweat equity in it for 3 years. And there were so many people that wanted those houses that we had to have raffles. And this lady won a raffle, and she came running down the aisle and threw her arms around me. Oh, thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor. You know, those little things make a difference.
And from an interview at the end of the final term, Hudnut was overcome with emotion because he so dearly loved his time in office.
I've enjoyed being mayor for 16 years, and I'm sorry it's over.
Hudnut battled heart failure and throat cancer. He was preceded in death by his son Michael and daughter Laura. He is survived by his wife Beverly and 4 sons. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon, Indianapolis.